Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. To begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and other local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely. Yes?
Very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're fine here. I'm pleased with what they're doing.
But if you had to choose, would you say they are going in the right direction or in the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you very much. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, excuse me, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes in favor. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would think so. I mean,
probably.
Probably, thank you. Now, since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
And is that definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
I would probably vote yes in favor.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And is that a probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes?
Probably vote yes in favor.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The second one is, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Then we have, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails.
All right, so I guess I'm for the $90 status quo.
So I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year at the cost of the average homeowner about $90 per year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, I'm sorry?
I think my husband's disagreeing with me. No?
Okay. Oh. Right. Well, we want to know your opinion. You're allowed to disagree.
Yeah.
Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Is it dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas? Improving local roads and infrastructure? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime against drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, improving public education in local schools, or protecting water quality and water supply.
All of the above.
We are looking for the one that you think your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focused on most to help you and your family. Which issue?
All of this is the above.
Well, okay, so...
If you had to choose one?
Pardon?
If you had to choose one of the list?
I would say roads.
Roads. Improving local roads and infrastructure.
Yeah.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have... Excuse me? Fucking there. For fuck's sake. Oh, my God.